two things happened, one at the national level and then on our level. You know, in 2020 and 21, you know, there was the federal government was sending a lot of money to all households, you know, economic payments to help with the whole COVID thing, whether it was enhanced unemployment benefits, you know, just checks that they sent to us and other money. And that was going all over the country. Well, that pretty much kind of dried up in 2022, and that's called transfer income. And nationally, that fell by 15%, a big decline. Ours did not. Surprisingly, ours actually increased by 1%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but minus 15 versus plus 1 is a lot. And the reason why ours increased was, of course, because of the very large dividends that came out last year. So that is the reason why, you know, we were why our income grew significantly more rapidly than, you know, the rest of the country, which has been, that has not happened in a very long time.
So, but just looking at the wages and salaries, setting everything else aside, did those seem to be going up as well, or?
They're going up. They went down in 2020, obviously. We lost all those jobs. But every year since then, as our economy's been recovering, they've been going up. They went up in 21. They went up in 22. They're going to go up this year as well. But we're still lagging the country. We still have fewer jobs in Alaska today than we did in 2019, whereas the nation went flying past that number in early 2022. And there are now more Americans and more jobs in this country than ever before. The American economy has been just an amazing performer for over the last decade. The last decade for Alaska for employment growth has been pretty abysmal.
Yeah. I know a lot of that struggle in the last decade has been due to the decline in oil prices, right?
Oil and oil production and, you know, some other indicators as well. But I do have to say this, in spite of all that, the job market is excellent. And that's another sort of weird contradiction that's going on right now is we have a great job market. You know, it's a headache for employers, but it's a great place to be looking for jobs. So I've never seen a job market like this. And again, I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And so that's a real benefit. I mean, people who don't like their jobs that want to find a different job, I don't think they've ever seen opportunities like this before. Kids getting out of high school. In fact, there are more teenagers now working than since the 1950s.
Okay, shifting gears a little bit. When it comes to spending power of these incomes, right? it looks like our notoriously high consumer prices are currently rising slower, at least in Anchorage, compared to the rest of the country. Any idea what's driving that?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. You know, last year, the CPI or the rate of inflation for the year was 8.1% in Alaska. And here we're talking about the change in the cost of living. And we just got the latest numbers for April. And if we compare April of this year to April of last year, it had dropped to 3.1%. But it does look like, you know, given the numbers, that the average inflation rate for Alaska in 2023 is going to probably be significantly lower than it was in 2022. And that's good news. Another good news was food prices actually declined relative to what happened last year, was slightly negative. So, you know, there's some good news out there.